Blog Talk Radio. have been redeemed and set free. Welcome to another edition of Reaching Higher. This is Carlton Burgess, your host, and I have a great broadcast in the Spirit of the Lord today. Where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. I'm excited today to welcome Mary Rock, and she has a book about how she beat cancer. You don't want to miss it, so stay with me. The praise party has started. Get your praise on.
A savior, a keeper, a healer, he's God. Come on, let's worship him. Let's worship him. Worship him.
Hallelujah.
Worship him. God, only
tell us your name. Say it real loud.
My name is Gabriel.
Can you say it one more time real loud?
My name is Gabriel.
Because the noise in the back is the drums and the piano lesson that's going on. Tell people what you study here at the Burgess School of the Arts.
Piano.
You study piano? Do you like piano?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Burgess.
Miss Burgess, okay. I really appreciate it. Do you like studying piano?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel. Go to www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Again, www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Thanks for your support in advance. That was Micah Stampley, one of my favorite praise and worship artists. You're listening to Reaching Higher. And right after this, I talk to Mary Rock. Stay with me right here on Reaching Higher.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. Hello, this is Carlton Burgess with your hymn of the week, How Great Thou Art. This hymn was written by Swedish pastor Carl Gustaf, who observed a severe storm. He was not only amazed by the storm, but he was amazed at how clear it was after the storm. The master still calming storms in your lives. This is Carlton Burgess saying, keep him singing alive. Call me for a free copy of my hymn CD entitled Solitude, 1-877-425-8484. Again, that number is 1-877-425-8484.
This is Carlton Burgess, and you're listening to Reaching Higher. I am so happy to welcome today Mary Rock. She is an author of Cancer, How I Beat It on a Shoestring Budget. She is a speaker and minister who walks in a prophetic anointing. Mary is licensed with the Covenant Center of Lakeland, Florida, pastored by Richard and Becky Meisenbacher. Hope I said that right. Mary makes a bold statement right in the front of her book, You Don't Have to Be Cancer's Next Victim. I am so happy to welcome Mary Rock. How are you today?
I'm very well, Carlton. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Great. Well, it's our blessing to have you and an honor to talk to you. Mary, exactly what happened that led you to write this book?
Well, the entire situation unfolded when I had a dream from the Lord. A couple of before I even realized I had breast cancer. The dream was very detailed, basically that my life was in jeopardy. God intervened, and I was safe and sound. Initially, though, I did not have a clear understanding of the dream. Fast forward a couple of weeks, and I was experiencing a problem with my breath, a slight discoloration, a red splotch at first. I was extremely busy during this time. It wasn't painful, so I just put it off until the end of the week. But the severity of the situation quickly escalated. In just 2 days, my breast was crimson red with a bruised appearance. It was swollen and throbbing, and a tumor had grown to the size of a baseball almost overnight. I had been taking an estrogen supplement, and that fueled an explosion of growth of the tumor. So as quickly as I could, I called my doctor's office thinking I'd go in and see him. But after I described my situation over the phone, they just referred me straight to a surgeon at a prominent cancer treatment center. In the midst of all of this happening, though, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and reminded me of the dream and then gave me a clear understanding of what it actually meant. Rather than scheduling an appointment to see the surgeon, that it was suggested that I see, I called my friend who ran a health food store. She and her store had been in my dream. She told me she would be at my home in exactly 1 hour. And she arrived an hour later with a product that cost $16.99. She told me what to eat, what to avoid, and I used what she brought me, and the baseball-sized tumor stopped throbbing completely within just 2 or 3 hours. My breast looked a whole lot better the following morning, and the tumor shrank down to less than the size of a grain of rice in just 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Wow.
Yes, you heard right. In 3 weeks, 21 days.
What stage of cancer were you in at that time?
Well, I had a dangerous estrogen-fueled tumor that was stage 4. After the doctor's office referred me to the surgeon, I went on the internet and searched photos of stage 4 breast cancer. What I found were photos of cancerous breasts that appeared exactly like mine. Actually, my breast looked even worse than some of the photos that came up as a result of my internet search.
What were some of your symptoms, Mary?
Well, as I said, my entire breast was crimson red and bruised looking. It was swollen and throbbing, and the skin was transparent. I could actually see inside of my breast. This wasn't a lump. This was a very large tumor. Within the space of 3 days, I went from not really even realizing I had cancer to a throbbing breast tumor the size of a baseball. I had no appetite, which never happens to me. I had unquenchable thirst, and I had a high fever.
How long ago did this happen?
Over 6 years ago.
Were you at all familiar with the type of approach to treating cancer before you developed breast cancer?
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
I knew nothing. I would never have imagined turning my health around so quickly was even possible. If God had not intervened in my situation by giving me the dream, I would have definitely sought help from the surgeon. When it came to my fight against cancer, I started at ground zero with absolutely no knowledge whatsoever of what it entailed. And the wonderful thing about it was, it was amazingly simple to follow through with this approach to get well. There's a lot of information in my book, but at the beginning of the book, I included a quick guide so that someone could very easily locate the exact steps I followed.
Do you have any sort of medical background?
No, none whatsoever.
Did you have any previous knowledge of fighting cancer through the diet?
No. Before this happened, my concept of what a person should eat if they had cancer was maybe drink a lot of carrot juice and eat toast. I mean, just like everyone else probably thinks, eat a lot of salad or something. Nothing about what one would do to go about fighting the disease.
Did you drink carrot juice and eat tofu when you were fighting cancer?
No, I didn't use any vegetables at all. And I also learned that tofu, which is made from soybeans, was estrogenic and would make breast cancer grow.
Well, what did you eat, Mary?
I ate a lot of cooked and raw vegetables, salad, seeds, and nuts. And I later learned I could also eat organic meat. I explained what I ate in my book and included some recipes that I used in my book. I recommended following the phase one diet by Doug Kaufman. You can actually make some pretty delicious recipes with the list of foods he allows on the phase one diet. He has cookbooks that he has written. I avoid junk food now as well as fast food. And I try to eat healthy, but I do not follow a strict diet.
Wow. What did you discover about fighting cancer?
First of all, I was astonished by how easy it was to win the fight naturally. What I discovered was there were many inexpensive yet little-known products, herbs, just to name one, Greek oregano, that would cause a tumor to shrink within just a few hours. The scripture in the book of Ezekiel and the book of Revelation that says the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation came alive to me. I realized God had put the solution to cancer in the garden. The solution to cancer is the herb God put in the garden.
Mm.
I was astonished by how fast and easy it was to win the fight naturally. I was completely blown away by how quickly my body responded to the herbal treatment.
What did you learn about the disease of cancer?
Well, obviously, I had already heard that estrogen could cause cancer. I stopped using the estrogen supplement immediately. And aside from the fact that learning cancer was beatable with the right herbs, I learned that eliminating exposure to toxins was a key to staying well.
What was the source of information that led to your solution?
Well, it was a friend of mine who managed a health food store. She had run across the information when she was at a health fair in Orlando, Florida. She had also accumulated a lot of health books, CDs, and DVDs, all information on beating cancer naturally, and she shared this information with me. I later wrote my story in essay form, and she submitted it to the company that makes some of the products I wrote about. As a result of my miraculous story, she was awarded an all-expense-paid 10-day trip for two to a lakeside lodge in Canada. Needless to say, she was happy. We were mutually grateful for our friendship.
Amen. Did she have any experience with other people getting well when they were suffering with cancer?
No, I asked her about that later, and she told me that when she had suggested different products to other people, they were too afraid to try it. They felt safer going with the traditional treatment route. After I got well and people heard my story, I was contacted by several people who wanted to know what I did exactly. I told them what I did. They decided to try it for themselves, and they got well. I tell some of their testimonies in my book. One gentleman was given 3 weeks to live by his treating physician, his oncologist. He had gone through chemotherapy treatments for lymphoma and had been in remission when the lymphoma returned with a vengeance. That was the word his doctor used. His doctor wanted to start him on an aggressive chemotherapy treatment immediately, but the gentleman dragged his feet when it came to more chemotherapy because he had barely survived his initial series of treatments. Additionally, he had a cousin in Washington, D.C., who had recently died of the same type of lymphoma after multiple chemo treatments. He heard about me, though, through a mutual friend and gave me a call. I shared what products I took with him over the phone, and 3 weeks later, he returned to his doctor for another PET scan. His doctor was amazed when he pronounced him completely cancer-free. I also shared with this gentleman what I had learned, why he had developed lymphoma in the first place. He was in absolute shock when I told him exactly what food he had been eating excessively that was bad for him and exactly what toxic grooming products he was using excessively. And I informed him that this was the reason he developed lymphoma. He confirmed to me that, yes, that's what he was eating, and also, yes, that's what grooming products he was using. His wife, a nurse practitioner studying to be a doctor, was stunned by how quickly he recovered.
Is this the solution, Mary, for every type of cancer?
No. I learned that different types of cancer require different products. I also share how different food allergies correlate to different types of cancer. I provide a chart in my book about what foods to avoid when you suffer with certain cancers. For instance, I suffered with breast cancer, so I now avoid dairy products as dairy is associated with the type of cancer that I had.
Is your book exclusively about cancer?
No. I also included natural and inexpensive remedies for viruses, such as the human papillomavirus and the herpes virus. Cancer and all viruses go hand in hand because they are both the result of a weakened immune system. I also included natural remedies that are available to help people recover from the side effects of cancer treatments, such as radiation therapy and chemotherapy, and I explain in detail about inexpensive methods to help rebuild a weakened immune system.
Ray, where can people find your book?
Well, it's on my website, maryrockministries.com, and they can also purchase my book on Amazon.
Great.
The website is currently undergoing some revisions and upgrades, but they can still purchase the book and the product that I used and find other useful information on the website as well.
Great. Can you give us the website one more time?
Yes, it's maryrockministries.com.
Okay, and of course, amazon.com.
Yes.
Do you do speaking engagements? Are you available for those?
Yes, absolutely. I connect God's desire for us to prosper and be in health and with many of the things that God's provided in the garden, and I share natural health principles, and those are absolutely free. And, you know, I tell healing belongs to Bible-believing Christians.
Amen.
Just as Jesus said, healing is the children's bread. Very often, I am led of the Lord to pray for people in my meeting. And those who are sick and those who also suffer with drug addiction. I have seen many people recover from sickness and also delivered from drug addiction as a result of being prayed for in my meeting.
Wow. That's a blessing. You've been a blessing to my family and a blessing to me. And I'm so excited about what the Lord is going to do through this book. How can you be contacted?
Well, MaryRockMinistries@gmail.com is probably the best way.
Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook,
yes.
Mary Rock.
Great, great. Give us the website one more time.
MaryRockMinistries.com.
It's been great talking to you. This is great information. Listeners, if you want to share it with a friend or family, it's available for playback a few minutes after we go off the air today, and then it's available 24/7 for you to play back or to share with other people. Mary, I know you wasn't expecting this, but I heard you say a few minutes ago that you pray for people as you are led. Would you pray for our listeners today here on Reaching Higher?
Absolutely, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you that it's your good pleasure that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that with these wonderful things that you provided in your garden for us to use, Lord, that it is your good pleasure that we prosper in our health, Father, as we seek you, Lord, as we seek first the kingdom of God, Lord, and your righteousness, Lord. All of those things that we have need of coming gracefully from heaven into our lives, Lord. Even healing of the body. Lord, I pray specifically for people who are suffering with cancer and other degenerative diseases today. And I ask you, Lord, that you whisper these words of wisdom into their heart and give them new hope, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I've been talking to Mary Rock, author of Cancer, How I Beat It on a Shoestring Budget. And I agree with you in the spirit. You don't have to be cancer's next victim. Thank you, Mary.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, Carlton.
Holy name.
Hallelujah. I'm having church here. You are great. You do miracles. There's no one like you. I've experienced a miracle, and Mary Rock has also. More music, more praise and worship, more partying in the Holy Ghost right after this message.
Tell us your name. Say it real loud.
My name is Gabriel.
Can you say it one more time real loud?
My name is Gabriel.
Because the noise in the back is the drums and the piano lesson that's going on. Tell people what you study here at the Burgess School of the Arts.
Piano.
You study piano? Do you like piano?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Burgess.
Miss Burgess, okay. I really appreciate it. Do you like studying piano?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel. Go to www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Again, www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Thanks for your support in advance.
Yeah.
Praise Him,
He is exalted.
worship, and we do give him praise today. What a great broadcast. Hallelujah. I feel like going on. I feel encouraged. Praise the Lord. I want to share a song recently released that I wrote many years ago from the scripture that says, "The stone the builders have rejected has become the head corner." And Philip Carter, with his stellar award-winning self, decided to re-record it, and I am so happy. This is the remix, and they even allowed me to sing a verse or two. Be blessed. Jesus is the cornerstone. Philip Carter and SOB, written by yours truly, right here on Reaching Heights.
Can endure all that I laid upon him.
what's your name?
My name is...
Say it real loud.
My name is Gabriel.
Can you say it one more time real loud?
My name is Gabriel.
Because the noise in the back is the drums and the piano lesson that's going on. Tell people what you study here at the Burgess School of the Arts.
Piano.
You study piano? Do you like piano?
Yes.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Burgess.
Miss Burgess? Okay. I really appreciate it. Do you like studying piano?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel. Go to www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Again, www.gofundme.com/Burgess Music Scholarships. Thanks for your support in advance. Yes, thanks for your support with the Burgess School of the Arts. We are located in Ybor City in Tampa, and we've been around for 12 years helping adults as well as children find their place in the arts, offering piano, voice, violin, drums, voice, and just enjoying the ministry that God has given us to prepare great artists. We even had an artist in the top 10 on The Voice on national television. Give God glory for that. And we thank you for your support in advance. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Mary Rock, for joining me today with the great information. Pick up her book. This is available for playback. Share it with a friend. God bless you until we meet again.
Can you hold your master? Can you hold your master? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be.